Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all love quarterbacks and wide receivers. Emmanuel Sanders traded. Razzle dazzle everywhere. None of it matters without blocking and tackling. Tackling has led this defense to the top of the charts. The blocking has opened up a running game that has been prolific. And the man in the middle of it is 49ers center Weston Richburg on the dial pad guest line. We're very happy to have him here. Damon Radowan-Kolsky. Weston Richburg, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We are really appreciative of having you on. You know, we don't talk to a lot of linemen, and we certainly talk to even a fewer amount of centers. Is it like a brotherhood of silence, basically, across the position? Like the opposite of wide receivers, basically?
It is. The less you're talking about me, the better job I am doing. So this has me a little worried, but I think we'll be all right.
No, we really wanted to talk to you only because, number one, we don't even know what you sound like. Thank you very much for joining us. And number two, it is so obvious that you are healthy again and yourself again, and this team is running the football because of that. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. It makes a big difference when you're healthy and able to play well. And you know, it really, winning obviously makes a huge difference. You know, there's a different feel around the building right now, and it makes it a lot more fun to go play football every day.
How frustrated did you get when you weren't healthy, and how did you keep your sanity as you slowly, you know, got to, well, this isn't so bad, and this is getting okay? I guess what I'm asking is, were you a good patient?
Oh man, it was dark. You want to go, especially it was my first year, you know, I was a free agent signing, so I want to come in and play well and do well. And then, you know, I'm injured and not able to do what I want to do. And we're not winning. So that's, you know, it's just a culmination of things that make it really difficult. But I'm fortunate to have, good teammates, especially in our offensive line room that really kind of just, understand what you're going through and kind of help you get through some things. And that's kind of the way we were able to get through what we went through last year.
So obviously we've talked a lot about Kyle Juszczyk and what his presence means, but I want to ask you about sort of the group of tight ends and him altogether in general. It seems like it's about as good a blocking group as exists for those positions in the NFL. And I imagine playing alongside that makes your job a lot easier, no?
Absolutely, especially if we're running outside zone like we do a lot. You got to have tight ends that can get in there and block, and there's really not a tight end that we have that can't block. They're all very good at blocking, and we can stick any guy out there in any kind of formation or combination to be able to, set up the edge and get us outside in the run game, which makes it really easy for us as an offensive line.
And, you know, you mentioned the zone, the outside zone scheme that you guys, we hear all the Shanahan zone run scheme. What, as the center, as a guy blocking for the scheme, is the biggest difference between whatever you might call a standard run scheme and a zone blocking scheme?
Zone blocking scheme, I'll tell you the difference in what I see and what we're doing mm-hmm. now and what I've experienced earlier. You know, what we're doing now is all set up based on putting the offensive line and your blockers in the best position to block and make good blocks. You don't want to be out leveraged in putting your offensive line and tight ends and fullbacks in bad positions, because then that's not going to give your running backs good looks. But the way we do things is really try to spread people out, put your offensive line, your tight ends, your fullbacks in good looks to open up holes and make it a lot easier on your backs to find those holes and make big plays.
Weston Richburg, 49ers center here on 95.7 The Game. Obviously, Joe Staley and McGlinchey are two of the best at what they do. It's amazing to see how little drop-off you guys have had with school and Brunskill, and you got to be very proud of these guys stepping into their roles.
Absolutely, and that's the cool thing about an offensive line, especially our offensive line room, is that we have guys that we can trust to go in there and pick up the slack. And really, like you said, we have not really skipped a beat with those guys being in there. They've done a great job coming in and holding their own and doing a good job for
us. Did you think it was going to go this smoothly? Be honest. You know what injured tackles usually do to a team.
Well, anytime you lose a first-round pick and then you lose a guy that's played for 13 years, you know, you're a little concerned. But the way that we prepare and the way that we prepare our younger guys, I think it's shown, and I think they've done, like I said, I think they've done a really good job coming in and doing that.
When you were drafted, did you ever imagine playing on a team in this era of football that runs as much as the one you're on now?
No, I didn't. And it's cool to like look at the stat sheets after the game too to see how many times we're running. I think like the last three or four games, I think we've had like 40 rushing attempts, or maybe five games. Which is like, I've never done that before. So I think in like six games, I've already like eclipsed my total runs from the first like 4 or 5 years of my career, which is kind of cool.
Have you found that playing on this team with that level of reliance on the run is more fun than any of the other years? Not in terms of wins or losses, but just in terms of, hey, I'm run blocking again.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't think there's any offensive lineman that wants to drop back 50 times a game. You know, it just puts you in a bad position. You can't really get in the groove offensively, and then, you know, that you're just letting the D-line tee off on you, then substitute, and then have the backups tee off on you. So it's nice to run the ball a lot to be able to set up everything else and to be a little more balanced.
You guys added Emmanuel Sanders yesterday, and at his press conference today, he talked about seeing Kyle wearing Yeezys and basically texting everybody he knew about how cool the head coach was. And it just hadn't occurred to me, but he's younger than a lot of head coaches in the league. I'd imagine that makes him more relatable. And is that something that stands out to everybody in the locker room, or was Emmanuel sort of on his own there?
No, I think that's absolutely the case. And I think that's the case with a lot of our coaching staff. They're younger guys and they relate to us really well. They treat us like coworkers, really. It's not like a, you know, older guy talking to kids, you know, it's like coworkers working together, trying to, you know, obviously go win games. And it makes it really fun for us as players to be around coaches like that.
How much more Little Wayne do you know now?
Oh man, I kind of knew something before, believe it or not. I've been a little, I've dabbled in a little Wayne.
Weston Richburg. It feels like George Kittle dabbles in a little bit of everything. Best pass catching tight end, best run blocking tight end. He's got open field moves that have his yards after catch, like in the Christian McCaffrey level. Like this guy he feels like a generational talent that this team found in the fifth round, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, no, he's unbelievable. And, you know, I had never heard of him before I got here. And what he did last year was just unreal. I mean, he doesn't look like he'd be able to do what he does. But he goes out there and he blocks his tail off. And then he catches balls. He catches everything you throw at him. And then, like you said, he outruns people and gets big yards after catch, which is very impressive and a huge part of our offense.
Well, as you look at the games ahead, do you, as a team, sort of view this as the real test because you're playing more teams that have better records and look more efficient? Or do you just sort of view the season as a series of separate episodes?
I think we see it as a series of separate episodes. I think if you're too focused on a bigger picture, I think you may lose focus on, you know, the next game. So we really try to take each game as they come. And, you know, I hate to sound cliche, but this next game is our biggest game. It's against a good opponent, an opponent who has a winning record and who's done a really good job lately. So I think we do a good job of keeping it, you know, really specific each week.
We hear a lot about how complicated Kyle Shanahan's playbook is. The playbook, the playbook. It takes 2 years to learn the playbook. And Jimmy Garoppolo needed 4 weeks just to figure things out when he first got here. And I'm curious, as someone who arrived last year as a newcomer having to deal with this playbook, is it really that much more complicated than others? And how long do you think it took you to be totally locked in on it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's any more complicated. You just got to learn different words. I mean, the schemes are kind of similar, but there's just different terminology and words you have to learn for communication. And you know, it probably took me probably to the end of last year. You know, maybe training camp. I missed the whole training camp with my knee deal, and that gave me time to really watch a lot of film and kind of sit back and see it from a different perspective. And I think maybe that's when I got the really good grasp of it that allowed me to feel a lot more comfortable going into this year.
Weston, you're looking at a serious NFL defense, number one in sacks. When you look at that, what does that mean to you? Is it a week to work on pass blocking, just straight up man to man? What does 27 sacks coming at your quarterback mean?
We got to make the run game work. That's the biggest thing. I think if we can make the run game work, we take them out of those situations where they can tee off on us.
Sounds good to me. Matt Breida, is that the fastest teammate you've ever had?
He's pretty fast. Yeah, he's he might be up there.
Marquise Goodwin is furious right now.
Right, Marquise is like, wait a minute, somebody cut me $1 million check this year. I'm so fast.
Yeah, I forgot about him. He's pretty quick too.
Who's the fastest among the offensive linemen? Are you dusting these guys?
That's a good question.
Well, he's 35, but he can still outrun everybody on there. Joe Staley is definitely the fastest lineman we have right now.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. He is a specimen. Don't tell him I said that, though. He'll get a little cocky.
I was about to say, shouldn't like McGlinchey go hang his head in shame about this or something?
Well, McGlinchey's not a fast guy. He knows. He knows what he is.
Is this one of those I'm not fast, but I'm quick arguments?
I don't even know if he's quick.
I'm just sitting here trying to figure out why at any point would it occur to you to wonder who the fastest offensive lineman was?
I don't know.
Hey, these guys are testing each other all the time. These are professional athletes.
That's like asking those same five guys, who's best at knitting among you?
No, look, people know their teammates.
But
watch
who
this.
Is best at knitting now that we're on the – no?
Watch
okay, all right, no time.
Weston.
Definitely me.
All your
–
nice.
All the offensive linemen, who's the funniest?
Oh, man. I think Mike Person's the funniest.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's –
did you see the photo of Mike Person last week by any chance?
Yeah, absolutely. It was everywhere. How could I not see it?
Good,
it
just making sure.
Like, that's got to be on the cover of the media guide this weekend, for goodness sakes.
We're trying to get him to blow it up and put it on his wall at his house somewhere, maybe above his bed or something.
We think a mural would look beautiful in the living room.
Yes, it would. Yeah. That was a perfect picture.
With a name like Weston Richburg, do you have a standing appointment at every single country club for a tea time? I mean,
I've heard this before, and no, I don't. But
like until the Niners draft a guy named Thurston Howell, I mean, I don't know if we're going to get a more bougie name than Weston Richburg.
Well, I take that as a compliment, but I am not a member of any country club. Actually,
can you give me a little
step it up?
A little history on Weston? It's a great name. You don't meet a lot of Westons in your life.
I'm not exactly sure where it came from, to be honest with you. I just was stuck with it and just kind of just stuck, I guess. I don't know.
Is your middle name Mercedes Aston Martin Bentley?
It is not. It is not. I am not that bougie.
No, good. Hey, obviously there's nothing bougie about this team. Like I said, it is real simple. Football is blocking and tackling. You guys are doing it maybe better than anybody, certainly in the NFC. The test that you have in front of you this weekend is substantial. I'm sure you hear critics. I'm sure a little of the noise gets through as much as you try to block it out. When someone says the Niners haven't played anyone yet, what do you say?
At the NFL, I mean, there's great players on every team each week that you have to deal with, and anybody can beat anybody on any given day. So it's I think we've done a good job about being consistent, and obviously we've won every game to this point, and this is just another test, another team with great players on it that we have to go out and play against.
Weston, if Aaron Donald is the best defensive lineman in all of football, how much longer until Nick Bosa takes the crown from him? Because he feels like the chosen one. He really does.
Yeah, he's played really well. He's been a lot of fun to watch and a lot of fun to have on my side. We've really enjoyed that.
We really enjoyed this conversation, man. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Centers need better agents. Or maybe you don't want a better agent because you don't want to do any of these. But we really appreciate this one. Weston, thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks.
Weston Richburg. here on 95.7 The Game. And what do you know? Another awesome offensive lineman in an interview. And the center, you might be the brightest bulb in the bunch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.